You're listening to Faith and Film, a joint podcast by the Catholic Communications Network and the Clifton Diocese. Well, an interesting setting today for our Faith and Film. We're in historic Bloomsbury in the centre of London, where I'm joined by Father Robert King, our film critic of the day. Father Robert, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, James. It's a bit of a rush, isn't it, from Soho here to Bloomsbury? A frenetic afternoon and early evening.
Well, let's share what this is all about, basically. We've just come from a screening of The Rite, a film out on Friday, the 25th of February, this Friday. And we're going to tell you a little bit about it and give you our opinion. But first of all, we'll start with Father Robert. What did you make of The Rite?
Well, it's an interesting film. It's a Hollywood film. It's got a religious theme, but it's by no means a religious film. It's certainly not an art film, but nonetheless, you know, it's an entertaining hour and 45 minutes. With a film about exorcism, you know what you're going to get. There are going to be a few frights along the way. There's going to be encounters with the devil, demonic forces, etc. And the film certainly delivered that. I'd have to give it that. When it comes to the religious theme, it's sort of there. But maybe between us, it would be helpful to our listeners if we just kind of discuss a bit about the general plot. What do you think?
Let's start by looking at the lead character, seminarian, who actually, well, finds his way into seminary. He's a mortician first by trade, isn't he? The family business. And goes to seminary, still not even really convinced by his faith at all, is he?
That's right. You see, I'm a vocations director, so I can't really say that. So thanks for covering me on that one, James. Yeah, that's absolutely right. He finds his way in seminary. He wants to break away, really, from where the family's led him. He doesn't want to be a mortician. There's a bit of a relationship with the father, which becomes evident in the narrative of the film. And there he is. But towards the end of the seminary formation, he has doubts. You know, he thinks, this is really not for me. I've got myself into something I really shouldn't be in. And so he decides he wants to go. His superiors actually recognise something in him, and rather than become angry that he's maybe wasted their time, they send him to Rome for what we could term as a test by fire. He goes off to learn all about exorcism, and he takes a lot of his scepticism there, and he's a bit gobby, really, to put it very bluntly.
That's a good way of putting it.
With the lecturer, a Dominican, and the Dominican sort of recognises, yeah, I could kick this guy off my course, but maybe there's something with him, there's something about him. So he sends him off to an old Jesuit who's played by Anthony Hopkins.
Father Lucas.
That's right, Father Lucas. And Father Lucas, you know, again, finds him a bit leery, but nonetheless gives him a go, and he shows him what he does. What better way could he sort of induce this guy into the world of exorcism and challenge his faith? But nonetheless, the guy remains still that bit sceptical.
Well, we're not going to give away the whole plot, but the first scene of the rite of exorcism, if you like, the first exorcism, is where we see a pregnant 16-year-old girl, clearly tormented, and yet Father Michael Kovac, actually, I think he's a deacon at that stage, isn't he? He's not ordained priest. He finds the whole thing alarming and actually thinks that the problem really lies with mental health problems, not demonic possession.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people are going to approach exorcism like that, aren't they? They're going to think, you know, that that really is a person possessed, or is it really a psychological episode that's going on? And of course the church takes that very, very seriously. And the film goes to great lengths to almost even overemphasise that point. In some ways, the film's weakness is that it's perhaps too sympathetic towards Catholicism. It doesn't want to have a go at the spiritual life of the two main characters. It's very careful to explore them properly. And that's a good thing, really, of course. But maybe for the sort of effect of the film, it kind of perhaps weakens it a bit.
Okay, well, let's hear something from the film now, and this is an exchange between the deacon, Michael Kovac, and Father Lucas.
She's seeing a psychiatrist?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, she doesn't respond to treatment.
Is she on antidepressants?
No. No, she's pregnant.
Don't you think she should see a psychiatrist again?
What about these nails?
It could be that she swallowed them beforehand. It hurt the baby. She clearly doesn't want it.
What about the voice inside her? That wasn't a human voice, was it? You be careful, Michael.
Why?
Choosing not to believe in the devil won't protect you from him.
Well, that's dramatic. We see, you know, something of the character development of the two, the way they react against each other in the face of Father Lucas's work. And when I say, you know, it's maybe a weakness of the film that they look at the journey of faith, I mean in the sense that perhaps it's just a bit too obvious. You know, maybe something of the character is destroyed with making their faith journey just slightly too obvious. I mean, viewers will have to make up their own mind about this. But, I think, you know, it's certainly a point I'd have concerns about. What about you?
I completely agree with you. I thought it was perhaps a bit over-sympathetic, but at the same time, the faith stories were so predictable for me. I couldn't really get into it. I thought this might be a serious examination, especially when you start off with a quote from John Paul II and you cast your mind back to other films. You know, I even think of Usual Suspects, where you hear the line, "The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was by convincing people he didn't exist." And it starts off in that vein, doesn't it? Saying to us, you know, this is real. This is something you need to take seriously. It's not all just God in heaven. There's a downside.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly for me, the film disappointed from that perspective. It set itself up to be a good film, making a serious study and examination of exorcism, of the presence of evil in the world. But kind of, it never really got there in a convincing way.
And that, I think, probably was a weakness in the script, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, let's leave it for you to decide at home. Have a little listen to this. This is our second clip from The Rite.
Michael, how's my old friend Lucas?
He's an Orthodox.
No exorcism is Orthodox.
He's treating a pregnant girl that I believe needs psychiatric care.
You believe? Father Lucas has been doing this longer than anyone I know.
I'm telling you this because I'm concerned.
It's not uncommon to be overly concerned for the subject in one's first exorcism. You have to see that it is the demon that's in pain. Trust me, Father Lucas gets results.
What cost?
Well, Father Robert, when we take a quick look at the cast, as we shall now, Colin O'Donoghue, I must confess an actor I don't know too much about, an Irish actor, plays Michael Kovacs, the young seminarian. What did you make of his performance?
That's right, a young actor from Drogheda in Ireland. Yeah, he's very good. There's a lot of promise there, a lot of potential, but as we identified, you know, that the script isn't the best, you know.
And he wasn't helped by the script, was he?
Not really. And even a great actor, legendary actor like Anthony Hopkins, struggled with the script that had been given to him. You know, he can act with his face, he can act with his whole body, you know, he really gets into it. But those lines, they just kind of didn't seem right, really.
I'd agree. See, my issue was you think of a great character actor like Anthony Hopkins, and yet I found myself at the crucial times where I probably should have been scared, or, you know, contemplating the evil and what its manifestation, I actually found some of it quite funny. That's not good, is it?
Not really, because, you know, there are many films in which we've seen Anthony Hopkins portray pure and utter evil. And the laughing scene, you know, that crucial moment, it just kind of ruined it for me.
So, overall, would you recommend people go and see The Rite, or do you think it's something that some will find disturbing, Catholics, that is?
Yeah, I think certainly some people are going to be disturbed by it. It's, you know, got some disturbing content. It's about exorcism, and, you know, not everyone wants to see that on the big screen or in their little screens at home. For those who are interested in exorcism or, you know, just fancy a good night out, then, yeah, it's as good a film as anyone. You know, it's a Hollywood film. But perhaps for faith discussion, you know, there are better films, really, to look at. So I reckon it's one I'm going to leave myself personally to the choice of the listener. I'm going to respect the wisdom of the listener to make their own mind up.